Iran feels the tension between faith and religious freedom. A ministry celebrates a half century of sharing the gospel, and a Bible translation team issues a call for help in Asia. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The Iranian government is being asked to reconsider their highly controversial draft bill on apostasy. Open Doors' Al Jansen says,
the European Union has issued a declaration urging Iran to drop the apostasy bill and to release also Christian converts from prison. So I'm hoping that other nations will get involved on that and that there'll be a lot of pressure put on Iran.
Is the declaration effective? Iran's response to the protest of their nuclear threat is telling, but Jansen says it makes a statement to believers, as does a special training course Open Doors is providing.
We have been developing for some time a discipleship course for Muslim background believers. They have not grown up in a Christian context. They really are starting from scratch when it comes to discipleship. Those have huge impact on their lives. And, you know, how do they practice their faith while still remaining in an Islamic context?
For details, go to our website. Next, while Ecuador now has its 20th constitution in the nation's unstable history, Christian radio played a part in the election. Doug Weber with HCJB Global Voice says instead of taking a side, they decided to provide airtime to pastors to pray for the election. Weber believes it built church unity. He says their apolitical approach to the election spoke volumes to the government.
There was a lot of media in the country that was taking a very distinct position one way or another, and we have always tried to maintain a neutral position, even in our news broadcast and our daily programming.
He believes this put HCJB Global on a more solid footing for ministry in the future. Weber's hoping this will allow them to accomplish their future goals.
One of the big things we want to begin doing is helping mobilize Latin Americans to move into missions in other parts of the world. We're trying to figure out our strategy. We don't want to duplicate what other people are doing, but we want to complement what other mission and church groups are doing.
You're listening to Mission Network News. It's a week of celebration in the U.S. as Operation Mobilization celebrates its 50th anniversary. The organization, which began with three college students in 1957, has expanded greatly, says OM's Keith Haywood.
The many ministries, over 100 that we can count, that God has used OM to give birth to over the years, we estimate that about 1 billion people have received the gospel in some form through OM's ministry over the years.
OM's planned a week full of activities, including a pastor's retreat and a celebration program. If you'd like to join the festivities, Haywood has some suggestions for you.
I think they can celebrate with us by going and encouraging others to take part in the mission that still remains to be done.
Haywood's asking you to continue to pray for OM's future work as they reach the unreached. For more information, go to our website. Next, a missionary from Africa Inland Mission recently saw firsthand the continued persecution of Christians in North Africa. One group of believing women took the risk of singing during an underground Bible study, only to be discovered and beaten by police. Although they're frequently mistreated in a mostly Muslim nation, these Christians continue to reach out to the lost around them. Pray for continued strength for these faithful Christ followers. And Wycliffe Associates is putting together a team of volunteers to build a recording studio in Asia next month. The new studio will help the translation team produce biblical materials recently translated into minority languages in both audio and video formats for wider distribution through ministry partners. Wycliffe's looking for a team of up to 8 people who have construction skills, including carpenters, electricians, and handymen. Go to our website for more information. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Aviation Fellowships making available the book Riding the Heavens by Max Myers, yours free for the asking. The former MAF president shares exciting glimpses of his unforgettable 40 years as a missionary pilot that will fuel your hunger to know God more deeply. Get Riding the Heavens at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.